Welcome back to the M3's podcast. I'm Andres. I'm here with my friends, Thomas and Kane. And I pretty much just show them movies, you know, weird shit I've seen, weird movies I like. And yeah, that's pretty much it. And we get their raw reaction right after done watching it.
Yeah, so today we watched Nocturnal Animals, directed by Tom Ford, I believe, which I didn't know made suits. Yeah, that was awesome. As soon as we started watching the movie, you're like, oh, he makes suits. I was like, I had no idea that this dude.
Now I want to buy some.
Yeah, I know. After that shit, I'm like, every time I watch, I'm like, all right, let's get a suit. That shit's crazy.
Yeah, the movie was insane. It was like the beginning, I'm just like seeing these big, huge, naked ladies just dancing. I'm like,
yeah, that was scary. I'm like,
I totally fucking forgot about that shit. You're like, fuck.
The whole movie, before we started watching it, you prefaced it with like, oh, this movie's going to be freaky. You know, and it's like, you got to be ready. And you're like, oh, I forgot this is the beginning. The freakiest part is at the beginning. And it's just like these big women just like just shaking,
dancing,
I guess.
Yeah.
Just
dancing. Dancing, parading around.
Yeah. It's like an art piece.
Yeah, it's like,
which is
like
weird.
Whole contemporary art piece. I wonder if it has anything to do with the plot. It's like, because it's like, it like never ties in. The only thing is like, oh, it kind of like shows that what she does for a living, which is like art.
You don't want to see inside me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I'm different.
Yeah, that shit's crazy.
And then I didn't understand it at all why they were just like laying on the, like, were they sculptures that were on the thing? I'm assuming.
Yeah, so it was like a video, like playing in the background. And then
I think they were just laying down.
They might have just been laying down.
Which was crazy.
It's like the whole, like, the one I've always seen.
The intro.
Yeah. The one famous contemporary art piece I always see is like the dude who like stacked a bunch of sand buckets, and there were like a bunch of people standing around him, and he just knocks it over. And everyone just starts clapping. I'm like, what? I'm like,
that was awesome.
He was like, yippee.
It's the dumbest shit ever.
Yeah, I was like, I'm not rich enough to understand this.
Yeah, exactly.
It's one of those movies. And then
go ahead.
And immediately after, it just like switches to her life pretty much. How much she hates it.
How much she hates it. Yeah, off the jit, you can feel, you know, just her honest reaction.
Yeah.
Just by her face.
Looking like she's just despising fucking life.
It's like, what?
Itself.
Why do we keep going forward? She cannot stand her life.
So how should we do this? Run it like through the whole movie or just talk about scenes you liked or
what's the? I don't know. I don't think it.
Just raw dog it.
Yeah.
Just raw dog it.
I wasn't ready for that movie at all, dog.
Yeah. I wasn't ready.
It was like a 5 minute prep time.
I was trying to think.
For
me, it's always easier to kind of think about like how the different pieces as it went by through the movie, you know? So that's how I would do it.
Yeah. That's why I was a little worried. I was like, oh shit, I don't know if they're going to get it. That's why I had to kind of like explain a little bit, you know, like that it's going to be set in like three different kind of like, not time, like timelines, you know, like different scenarios kind of. Yeah.
Like it's kind of explaining the backstory. Yeah, like the past,
the present, and then the book.
And then the book, yeah.
Which is a fire ass like way to show a movie. Yeah.
It's just like I did awesome. Like that. Like the whole time she's reading a book, she's like so immersed in it that she can like see what's happening.
Yeah, which that jump scare.
I've experienced that, you know, like I've read books and I'm just like, damn, bro. Like I feel like I feel like I know him. Like he's just right here next to me standing.
Fuck. Well, off the jet, you know, there's like a lot of like classic, a lot of like, symbolism and shit like that in the movie. And immediately when she gets the book, she gets a paper cut. You know this shit gonna hurt.
Yeah.
You know off the jit, it's gonna be cooked.
She just lives like her whole life. Like she lives. It's classic. Yeah. Like live my whole life pampered, but now I'm just suffering.
Yeah.
I'm rich and I'm in distress.
Turns into her mother.
Yeah.
Turns into her mother. Fuck me. All right.
I like more than you like.
Dude. All right. Well, fuck it. Let's get right into the fucking beginning part of the movie, though. The beginning part of the book, the whole fucking car chase.
Yeah, the highway.
Dude, oh my God, you guys' reaction. Holy shit.
Yeah, that was been the
Thomas's
most,
eyes. I've never seen somebody so distraught
in
their fucking life.
I have never been more uncomfortable in my life, bro.
Dude, straight up.
And I've been uncomfortable.
You know what it feels like.
I've been in awkward, uncomfortable situations. I was like, bro, this is a little hitting a little too close to home right now. I was so uncomfortable, and I'm like, bro, I just want to start swinging at the TV. I was like, I'm going to start swinging. Not for him.
I was like, I need to fight for him.
Yeah, bro.
I need to start swinging or something.
But you can kind of see, like, the whole, like, throughout the movie, like, throughout the past and shit like that, they're like, oh, he's a little bitch.
Yeah.
So like in the book, you know, he's like portrayed as a bitch.
Yeah, and then
weak.
Like,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's like how like everyone saw him, right? Like
exactly.
how she saw him, her mom saw him, that he was just like a guy who could not do anything about his life. He was just letting his life go on, and like the whole that whole intro of his like where like the cops getting stopped, like I would have ran, you know, like he does not stand up for himself. And That might not been how he saw himself, but that's literally how everyone else saw him. Exactly. So he's just writing that. Like he's like, exactly. You a wee little bitch.
And like you get it later on. She's like, why are you writing about yourself? He's like, everybody writes about himself. Yeah. And that's what you get in the story, you know? Yeah, like the whole book is like him and the relationship and then, you know.
And that's like, and that's right. That's what writing is. Everyone who's ever written something, it's like, oh, it's a fantasy book. Oh, it's a sci-fi book. They are, but they're books about their experiences. Like, because you can't write emotions unless you've, like, experienced those kinds of emotions, you know? So, like, everyone does write about themselves, even if it's a book that has nothing to do about them. And that's just, like, how writing is. So, I was just like, what the fuck? And then Classic, she's like, we need to be better. We need to do better. I'm like, that's just crazy, bro. She's like, I support you, and then not support him. Yeah, it's like, pick a fucking lane, bro.
Is this what you want?
She's like, do you love me?
She's that scene was crazy.
Yeah, and she's like,
is this all
she's
you
like,
want
I
right
live
here?
In the real world. Man, bitch.
It was so yeah, enough of the real world. Fuck, man.
Just fighting everything.
That shit was cooked.
And he deadass, like, just skipping to the like the end, but like he wrote the whole book like just out of spite for her.
Yeah, bro, like, this
the
is
whole
like,
book is just to spite.
This is her. One of the fattest sleeper revenge movies ever, bro. Because it's nothing but pure dread and suspense in the beginning. Yeah. You're like, what the fuck is going on? And by the end of it, bro, you're like, yes, bro.
Yeah,
he stands his bitch up. Yeah, like,
yes, huzzah! Yippee! So,
yes,
yes.
Yeah. And thank she's you. Like, she ain't like, and you know, for not for a single moment, she didn't think about maybe I'm the problem, you know, like she just kept blaming everyone else around her instead of blaming her for herself for problems. She blamed her husband, which, of course, you know, people are doing bad shit to her. Like her mom shouldn't be doing that. But like you shouldn't blame everyone else for your problems. You know, like if you have a problem like that, you should fucking fix it. But she's like, it's my mom because she's like that. Oh, no, it's my husband because he's like this. It's like, bitch, then do something about it.
Yeah.
You don't gotta. Like, who telling you to live life like that? No one.
Exactly. Fuck me. Shout out to Edward just getting crucified over and over again. That shit is crazy. It's just brutal. Like, one thing after another, this guy getting absolutely fucking obliterated.
It was just, like, the most, like, uncomfortable thing to watch, like him not doing anything, because I feel like I would do something, you know, like I'd be like, I guess I have to fight three fucking dudes, like dead ass, like if I was in that situation,
in the book,
you know, when he starts getting off and they're like kind of taunting him and they're doing like the whole like kind of maniacal menacing thing where they're like, you know, they're like, oh, like get out of the car, why don't you get out of the car? And like he's like being like so like
backward. Passive,
yeah, like, he's being so passive about everything the whole time.
Shit's fucking crazy, dude.
Yeah, just listen.
It's so hard to watch. It's been a minute, you know. I've seen it like 8 times, bro. So you know, this shit don't affect me.
That's a lot. No, this is definitely a one time for me.
Yeah, that was.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna forget it that easily.
Yeah,
I'm
not gonna forget it. It's not one to forget. Shit's fucking crazy. I'm just trying to run through the scenarios, bro, because it's like so much off the beginning.
So much shit
off the beginning. It's like so much.
Yeah.
Holy fucking shit, Michael Shannon, bro. The fucking GOAT, dude. General Zod.
Yeah.
General Zod.
I was like, hold on. They hit me with the blank stares. Let me actually say his real name. General Zod.
What's his name? Michael what?
Shannon.
Okay.
Dude, he is the fucking GOAT. He is so fucking good in this movie, bro.
Yeah, he played it great.
It's so fucking fine. And then Aaron Taylor Johnson, the biggest fucking villain. This is the best performance he's ever given, bro.
You should act like that in the new Kraven movie because the Kraven's
so
a villain.
It's so fucking insane, bro.
Kraven's a Spider-Man villain, so I better see that acting. Probably not, bro.
Yeah, it was like, bust it out, please. That shit is crazy, bro. Holy fuck. That whole scene is just like so hard to watch. And then he gets in the fucking car with them. Help me, please.
And he's like, what are you doing? And the whole thing is like, the whole time he's not defending himself.
Keep driving.
The whole time he's not defending himself at all. And then they just like put his wife and daughter in the car and then just fucking drive away.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the fuck? And he's like, get in the car.
Yeah, and I love
crazy.
The GTO comes in later, you know, in the movie, in the flashback, you know.
It's
like little shit like that, you know, like gets put into the book, you know.
Like he remembered.
Little scenes like that. Like, even, like, when she's, like, crucifying him, like, saying, like, you know, talking about his writing and shit like that, you know, just, like, critiquing the absolute devil out of him. She's sitting on the red couch, you know, it's, like, it's the same thing in the book, you know, like, where the, she finds, well, he finds his wife and daughter.
Oh,
on the red couch. It's, like, yeah. That's where he got killed, you know, yeah. Like, that's yeah. Where his whole world got fucking obliterated.
That's where, like, he's, like, fuck, I guess I can't be a writer.
Yeah.
In their house.
Damn,
so I didn't even notice that.
Yeah,
honest, I didn't notice that one either.
That's so, like, that, like, shit like that, you know, she has, like, the cross and shit like that. Yeah. Like, yeah, the character is. In the book, she has the same cross.
Cross, yeah.
These things are connected, boy. Oh, like, when you watch it a billion times, you're like, oh, shit.
Caught on.
Yeah, like, shit like that. I'm like, oh, my God, I'm glazing. I'm glazing here. And, you know, like, you can kind of, like, put, for me, I kind of, like, I'm still kind of, like, piecing shit together, but, like, I like to see, like, the Aaron Taylor Johnson character, like the almost like the boyfriend, you know, he takes away like basically his wife and kills his kid. You know what I mean?
Yeah, the things he cares about.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So he's like the most fucking evil thing. Well,
yeah, to him, a daughter, a kid did die.
Yeah,
like Edward, like he lost a kid because yeah. She aborted.
And he lost a wife, you know, yeah, or like yeah. A girlfriend, you know.
Yeah, he lost both. Like Edward is kind of he's playing him, you know, like he just lost his wife because she fucking said. Get that shit out of me. And then, of course, she went with, like, the other fucking boyfriend who ends up just being... Yeah,
she's like, I'm going to regret this. Yeah. Turns around, he's right the fuck there, covering in rain. Fuck me.
She like the notebook?
I've never seen that movie. Demented-ass notebook. Holy shit.
I'm just scared. That first half was just fucking...
Fuck. I don't know if I explained all that right, but, you know.
I tried. He got it while they started chasing him.
Yeah, and then he's like, drive the car, and he's just like, dude, like the whole time I'm just like, the most uncomfortable person on the fucking planet. I'm like, that shit was
fucking
on?
Insane, bro.
He's weak. He's like, dragged him out of the car sweaty. Too, dude.
Did we miss anything in like when they're like talking about the, like when they're getting in the cars and they're driving away? It was just like the most uncomfortable.
Dude, it was
like,
it's hard to focus. Just a
family. I'm pretty sure they like popped. Splitting. Yeah, and I'm pretty sure they like popped his tire too. You know.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. It's like, oh shit, this
like they're good. Purposely like
fucking with them.
You know, like I guess since we're trying to see like parallels between the book and their life, their relationship and their life. And their past. Like the, I guess the like them pulling up out of nowhere is just like him feeling like he's just getting attacked. You know, the whole time that he's like in a relationship with her, because he's just trying to like. it's the classic conversation of like. Why are you chasing your dreams? They aren't real, especially when you want to be something like an actor or like some sort of artist, you know, and you don't got nepotism into going into it. They're like, why are you doing that? You need a real career. Classic shitpost. Yeah. It's like the classic fucking mentality, especially when it comes to like people who are successful. You know, they can never see their kids not doing some whole shit like that to them. And he just shakes his head.
I'm still just thinking about that beginning part, dude. It's just so like uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I deadass wanted to stop watching the movie.
Dude, the look on your guys' face were fucking. Dude. I was like, stick with it.
Because at the ending, he's going to be
oh,
fire.
My God, bro.
Dude, I deadass. I was like, bro, this is so...
I totally forgot it was a revenge movie, dude. I'll be honest. Like, I remember the time, I was like, fuck me, dude. Like,
yeah, when I first watched it, I didn't even know.
The revenge part, I was just like, fuck.
Yeah, I know. I told you, I was like, there's a rape, and then there's some revenge. But I like it because it's like, okay, you get revenge in the book and then in real life.
Yeah, he hit it with a double donk. Yeah, hit it with a double donk and just fuck
me.
There was nothing you could do.
Yeah. Dude, just that's
like,
crazy.
Like, I think what's even more like awesome is that she like he purposely wrote something so fire, and he knew she would be so enthralled in it just to get back at her.
Dude, like, it's so like, fun when you think about
he's
it.
Like, I know my writing's fire, and I know you're gonna be so enthralled by this like fucking shit.
Yeah, like he named it after the nickname he gave her and shit, dedicated to her, dedicated the ass.
I was like, why is it? Why is this shit called Nocturnal Animals?
Don't worry.
She's the animal.
They're about to say Aftermath.
What are you going to call it? Aftermath.
They're about to say the movie title, bro. Don't worry. Don't you worry about that.
Used to call me this thing.
Yeah.
And he's never going to publish it. It was just to spite her.
Dude, that would be even more fire.
Yeah, true.
If he just doesn't fucking publish it, he just straight send it to her just to whoop her ass. Woo. Just to cook her.
And then she has to go back to her shitty life. Yippee.
Biggest L she's ever seen.
The husband is just like the biggest fucking cheater ever, bro. Yeah. Cartoon fucking villain cheater.
Literally.
He's like yeah, that's not the same hotel room we usually go to.
We're going to 31.
He's like, oh, that's not the normal one. Hit you with it. I'm out. How? Where? I'm just out.
Yeah. I was at work late. Yeah. I was in the office very late.
She's like, why are you wearing that on a Saturday? It's because I got to go to New York.
Brain.
And then she's the real fucking villain because immediately she starts insulting him. She's like, you don't even make all the money. I make all the money in this relationship. You don't make dick.
Yeah.
When they're like talking in the kitchen, you know, and she starts getting offended by like, because she knows what the fuck's going on. You know, she's not fucking stupid.
Yeah.
And
she knew she was cooked.
Yeah. Yeah. And they like start talking about like, oh, why are you going to work? Like, oh, you got to go to New York again. Immediately starts insulting his ass about like, well, you don't make any money. Oh, you're she's pretty much like, ha ha, you a brokey. I'm like, damn. Okay.
He's like, all right. Good. Yeah. Let me see what the brunette says.
He's like, you know what? I'm tired of redheads.
Yeah. He said, hold up. Let me switch it up.
I find yourself a brunette bitch in New York. Yippee.
Yippee.
Some escort, you know?
Just cheating on your wife.
Casually.
Yeah. Just casually.
Feel no guilt after the shit talking she just gave
you. Oh, she cheated. Cheaters get cheated.
Yeah. Immediately, what can you do? She's like, I need you. Proceeds to just fucking cheat on him. What?
That shit's crazy. He's like, let's go to the beach house. He's like, I got different plans.
Yeah.
Me and the brunette
got different plans. Chick in New York.
I got this chick in New York that he's looking after.
What?
Fuck me, bro. It's hard. This one was hard to like.
It was hard.
Honestly, I don't even know if I said all that shit right, but I'm just fucking.
It was hard to watch the whole like first 30 minutes because just him first half getting stopped and him just being passive the whole time and then just getting harassed by like
being
these
controlled
three.
Every second.
Yeah,
dude.
Like
legit.
They were in control of the situation the whole time.
Tired.
Yeah.
And then they just driving out to the middle of nowhere and dump his ass. To be fair, I think it was smart for him to not go, you know, because he would have just gotten raped.
Well, like you said, he's
he would have just gotten raped and killed too.
He got like the Joker getting fucking stabbed and raped.
Fuck, get you like the life. Joker part two. Like, just get fucking killed.
Take off his underpants.
Get raped and killed.
Fuck.
You're like, he's like, fuck them pigs.
He's like, all right. I'll fucking rape you.
Okay. What happens if I fuck you?
Joker's like, fuck them pigs. All right, let's rape them.
We're talking about Joker part two.
Oh,
we haven't seen it.
Oh my God. We're probably the only ones that
enjoyed
it.
Yeah, we're the only ones that actually enjoyed that movie
too. Enjoyed the stabbing and raping.
He's like, take his clothes off.
I was like, are they about it? No, the Joker. They don't rape the Joker. Fuck, they raped the
They did.
Fuck, bro. That's life.
Yeah. And the whole time he's just defenseless. You know, that's how he felt. You know, the whole time he was in a relationship with her. He's like, but now let me go like this. Turn you around.
I think like the Michael Shannon character, I always look at him as like kind of like the alter ego, the demon version. Okay. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The one that doesn't give a fuck. You know, he's about to take this main justice. But I get something.
He's
get
like
a lick
what?
On these
it's
guys.
Like the whole like what's life? If you like everything has consequences, but what is consequences event doesn't mean anything in the end. You know, like fuck it, because he's close to death.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
So.
Yeah.
Even if he gets consequences, they don't fucking matter because he's going to die.
I love all the scenes. He's like, well, fuck. He's like, are you going to be in trouble? He's like, I don't know, but fuck it. I'm already dead.
Yeah.
General Zod's the best part of that movie.
He's like, I got lung cancer and it metastasized. There ain't much left.
Yeah, he's like, why are you still smoking? He's like, does it matter?
Yeah.
He's like, we're really here.
He's like, I'm enjoying it. He's like. It's like, oh, why don't you stop smoking? Well, it's not going to do anything if I stop now. Yeah, I already got the cancer.
Yeah,
when they brought him to his house, what was it? He said like his cabin or whatever. Yeah. Called it something else. It was his cabin, but they called it something else. Do you remember?
Fuck.
When he was going to shoot those two in the cabin. Remember?
Yeah. I'm trying to remember. It's like
I forgot.
The station.
Nah, but it was. He was like, oh, this is where I really like to get to interrogate you or whatever. I think
I don't know.
Yeah, but it was definitely the place he goes to, like do hope.
He's
like,
I'm glad you killed him.
Yeah, and he's like, this actually makes me really happy.
Dude, don't let him fucking scream. Don't let Jake Gyllenhaal fucking scream, bro.
Fucking
dude, don't let him fucking scream, bro. He does it multiple times and multiple times. I'm fucking sitting there edging. Yeah. Fuck, going crazy.
And then, like, it's crazy because, like, a whole year passes by before they even
find
the first dude, bro.
Hey, that's how it
like,
is, bro.
Because he literally, like, does the police report and they're like, oh, there's a bunch of fingerprints. We got to do this all, like, the calm way. And, like, he... And like for that ass, it's like a whole year goes by before you even like see one of the dudes, and one of the dudes gets kills off screen. He dies off screen. You never see what the fuck happened to him.
I think his name Lou, right?
No, yeah, it was the other blondie. One, right? It was the other blonde hair dude.
You don't see much of him.
Yeah, he doesn't even really talk in the movie either.
Yeah.
Fuck. Shout out Aaron Tyler Johnson and his fucking 50-year-old wife. Do you know about that?
Yeah, I like that.
I didn't know idea about that.
He's dating he was like in a movie, like when he was like 17, 18 with like this woman who was like in her 30s, almost 40s at the time. And he ended up marrying her.
Nice.
Yeah. So like now he's like he's like his late early 30s and she's like in her fucking 50s or 60s or some shit. I'm like, what the fuck, bro? You got groomed. You're a victim.
Dude, seeing him after like you know, after that night when he's just there in the fucking toilet.
Oh, he just he's like, finish up.
He's like, I'm not turning away.
And he's just a straight fucking demon throughout, bro. He's pure evil, bro. Dude, he's pure fucking evil, bro. Yeah, I like it.
He's like, it's fun killing people.
He's like, it's fun killing people.
He's like, you like killing people? You think that's fun? That shit's so fucking crazy, bro. Holy fuck.
Yeah,
dude, he's just pure evil. I cannot believe it. Everything he said out of his mouth was just like the worst thing you could have ever thought.
It's like, damn, they played like they were actual criminals because not once did they fold under questioning.
Right. I know.
Yeah, like,
I don't know this man.
They're like, I didn't do anything.
I've never seen this man in my life.
It's like one of the things was like, oh, you can't prove shit. But damn, they stuck to their fucking role. They were doing their whole shit that night and then pretending it never fucking happened. Well, but Aaron Taylor Johnson apparently does it all the time, so.
Yeah, that's his favorite thing to do.
He actually loves their favorite Raven thing Village. To do.
That shit was crazy, bro. It's a trip, bro.
Yeah.
It's definitely a trip.
And then.
I don't think I've ever felt like that in a movie in a while.
Bro, that's pure fucking suspense, bro.
Yeah, bro.
This is crazy. Shout out this motherfucker went from making suits to this shit, bro. Holy shit.
I got a good idea.
Dude, that shit is so crazy, bro. The whole way the movie's put together. Oh my god, the editing in the beginning is so fucking erratic, bro. It just leaves you fucking, you know, in that dread, bro. You're just like, the camera's just moving around like fucking crazy. You're just trying to get your balance, bro.
Yeah.
Shit don't let you, you know?
Just want it to end.
Yeah, like you just want it.
Yeah, bro, you're like, "Oh my god," and it keeps going back, bro. Yeah, it keeps getting worse and fucking worse.
It's worse,
and
you cuts to like her like just reading the book, you know?
Oh, that's how it feels like. I'm like, "Oh my god, I'm getting pressed right now."
I've read things where I'm like, damn, bro, I need to stop and take a break because this is crazy. I'm trying to remember something that what I read, but yeah, that's definitely a feeling you get when sometimes when you read something like this, it's like, oh, and you just have to pause.
Just like, fuck. Damn.
Yeah. Holy shit, bro. It's a lot to get through, bro, because it's after, like, it's hard to process. Even though I've seen this movie like fucking 8 times, bro, and it's hard to process after watching it because it's like, damn, I got those nerves, bro. You know, like, whoo, shit. Yeah. I just watched something fucking intense, bro. Yeah.
The music.
The helplessness.
The violin
is like,
was amazing.
Being helpless is probably like one of the worst like human emotions ever. Like, bro, that feeling of helplessness, you know?
It captures it so fucking well, bro, because you just feel it. Oh my god, when he fucking goes, retraces his steps, bro, and then he sees his wife and daughter. Dude, the look on his fucking face, bro. Holy shit, bro. His acting is so fucking good, bro. It's fucking crazy, dude.
It's crazy. He's like, is she okay?
Are they okay?
Just
fucking. Fuck no, she's not.
Dude, and he just like the whole movie has this glazed over fucking look after that, bro. Like, his eyes are always like watered, bro, and red. It's fucking intense, dude. Fire.
It's gotta be like, yeah.
I said fire.
Fire. Dude, this is why I love.
Yeah, I just started in one night.
Dude, this is why I love watching these crazy ass movies, bro. There's nothing like it. Straight up. You know, it's like, holy shit. Shit's crazy. You know, you don't feel that shit. I'm like, what? It's an intense fucking feeling.
I don't
think
there's been a movie like that. I've never felt that way, bro.
It's fucking crazy, bro. Like,
you knew his wife and daughter were not gonna be okay.
Well, yeah, you had the whole feeling, dude.
Yeah, bro. You really know.
He just wanted
to fight
back, but he just wouldn't.
Yeah, bro.
Like I said, I straight up just forgot about the revenge part of the movie. I was just like so sad for this guy the whole time.
Dude,
I was like,
oh my god. And then when he's in the questioning, bro, dude, or like when they pick him up, you know, and he's telling him what happened to his fucking wife. It's like you're getting kicked on balls multiple times because he saw his dead wife and then he's just like, Well, you know, he's just like, he got hit. She got hit, you know.
Your daughter had it the worst.
Yeah. She's like, her arm was broken. He's like, and they were both raped. I was,
I'm like,
surprise.
What?
I was like, oh no.
And then Andre just looks at me and he's just nothing but despair
in my dude, face. Oh my God. If I could see the, if you guys could see the face, it's like two fucking ghosts. You guys weren't even there anymore.
I was so locked insane. In. Just, I was like, bro.
Yeah, I was just so
it's like, it's one of those moments. I have to like kind of like concentrate just on everything just because I like, dude, this is crazy.
Dude, it's just, it's so fucking intense, bro. Like, it's been a minute since I've seen this movie. And it's like, I forgot how, well, seeing it, like, I've seen it a bunch. So it's like, you know, I'm numb to those feelings.
Yeah.
But like, seeing it, seeing other people, like, you know, seeing other people's reactions.
For the first time ever.
And then, okay, it's like, I'm feeding off of that too. I'm like, oh shit. Yeah, now I know how, you know,
now
like.
Now you feel scared for us.
Do you remember the first time you saw it? How long? How old were you, bro?
I don't know. I watched it by myself like a long time ago.
you were still like.
Yeah, because, you know, I was just, it was when I was just like going through and like looking at, you know, trying to watch the coolest movies, you know, and I was like, fuck it, you know.
Yeah.
You know, I like Jake Gyllenhaal. You know, he's one of the goats, you know. So I was
shout
like,
out to Mysterio.
I think it was like that. I was just watching like movies that he was in. And
I just came across this one. He's in a lot of movies.
Yeah.
Okay. Mysterio.
Mysterio going crazy, bro.
Everybody who would have thunk it? Superhero movie?
Yeah, literally everyone in that movie's been in a superhero movie or is in a superhero movie.
Fuck me.
All we needed was Superman and we'd have the whole fucking.
Hit,
what's his name?
Man of Steel.
Yeah, Henry Cavill. And we had the whole cast of Man of Steel.
Fuck. That shit is crazy, bro.
Oh, I recognized your mom from somewhere and I didn't look it up.
Yeah, the mom was just also just pure evil, too.
Yeah.
She was classic.
I love it because she's like, don't marry him. Oh, yeah. She's like, don't marry him. You know, he's going to be broke and shit like that. He ain't going to be shit. And then immediately, like, the next scene, she's like, maybe you should go back to school and give up on your dreams and do all this. Yeah, I was like, come on, bitch.
Immediately shit talking here fucking.
Yeah. Oh my God. It was like two scenes after another. And then she's like, we should break up. You know, we're not good together. And she's just like, do you love me? She's like, well, of course I do. She's like, what does love have to do with anything?
She's like, I'm doing this because I love
you. So you're starting to act like your mom's. Like, well, you always thought.
She's like, I'll show you my mom.
Oh, she's the wife in the Truman Show.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. She's the fucking the fake wife.
Yeah.
Starts reading, doing an ad lib.
For the coffee.
Yeah, like, for the coffee. Yeah.
Oh, my God. That shit's crazy.
That hurt. Dude.
Classic parent shit. It's like, he never gonna be shit.
She's like, he's weak. He's weak. You're gonna break him.
Yeah.
He proceeds to just cook him.
Yeah, she's like,
she was right. She just fucking torched this. destroyed his ass, bro.
I'm gonna move out to Texas and marry him. And then proceeds to just shit on his dreams the whole time they're fucking over there, bro. Let the man cook.
Fuck, I know, bro.
I'm not saying his ass.
Like,
bro.
And then like the whole part is like, oh, he's like, oh, like where you at? Like, you know, you're in Yale going to art school, and the whole time she's not even fucking doing that.
I know. Oh my God. And then she ends up just being an artist too. Eat my ass, bro.
Like, oh, I'm not creative. I'm cynical.
Fuck, I was
like,
bro,
literally every art, there's a reason that they fucking say that like artists are all like fucking tortured ass people, bro. Cause most of them just fucking kill themselves.
Fuck. And he just came back. He was tortured and he cooked. Yeah. That's what happened. And he made art.
That was a good ass revenge part. Straight up.
Dude, I was like, I love it cause seeing you guys is honest, like, oh, he better not show up. I was just like, that would be the best ending.
Yeah.
I was like,
yeah, that's
you're about to get the best ending right now.
I was like, fuck this, bitch.
I was like, there's only one ending, bro. Like that he doesn't right show the fuck up, bro. It's so fucked.
He's like, when and where?
The classic
bait and switch.
Dude, sometimes you have to hit those licks.
Yeah, bro.
That was so fucking, it's just so beautifully done, bro.
Yeah.
And she's like, she's so enthralled with this book that it like starts like changing her perspective on her life that
he had her hooked, bro.
Like, yeah, like he wrote such a good book that he knew
I love it, bro. Yeah, dude, it's so fire.
What was it like 19 years they haven't talked to each other?
Yeah,
something like that, right?
And, and the reason she said was because I couldn't look at him after that day. Bitch, you did that. You did everything like, that led up to that.
I love it because she's like, he like never remarried, bro, and he just he had to cook for those 19 years to destroy the bitch.
Yeah, just to do that. Just to get this
W. It's kind of sad, though. He never remarried. Bitch, you broke him.
Yeah. Dude, yeah, he's like, fucking there's a reason why he never remarried, bro. Yeah. He could never trust anybody again.
He's like,
he was so supportive of it, too. He was like, no, he's like, you're an artist. Like, look inside.
The thing is, like, he didn't even give a fuck, like, it's like, oh, we won't understand because we're not made of money, but it's like, it's always like a thing where like the money thing is like, oh, you gotta be successful or you're fucking like you ain't shit, you know?
Yeah,
that's what his mom thought. Her mom,
yeah,
thought,
exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, that's, and she got like that whole, and then no after money? Spending like just like a few probably like years with him or like a year, she's like, you ain't doing dick. Like, shit's, this is crazy. Bad.
Just can't fucking enjoy your own life.
That got me mad. She was just like, this is the life you want right here.
What did she's he? Like, and then when she's talking to her husband. He's like, oh, what did he end up doing? Like, he's like, oh, he's a teacher in Texas. What's wrong with being a teacher? And he's like a college professor. Like, not yeah, even just yeah, a regular like, teacher
even
either.
Not, even regular teachers are yeah. good. Shout out to the teachers. Yeah,
like make minimum wage, get abused by fucking kids, and you're like one of the most important parts of society.
What? Yeah, what about that? Like, let them teach and write books, bro. Yeah. That's a fire existence. Yeah, like, you can fine. Do what
that has. Most teachers yeah. have like two jobs just because of how shit like fucking teaching is.
Yeah, bro.
Especially if you're like a public school teacher, you get treated like dick.
we know something about that.
Yeah. Oh yeah, no. Fuck, bro.
Yes, I moved.
Just hurt.
Yes, I moved.
I just feel his pain.
Jake yeah. Fuck, we felt that 1% yeah. of Luffy's pain, of Edward's yeah. pain. Fuck, bro. That shit, I'm like,
It was brought to life beautifully.
Dude.
You could really feel what he was writing or like whatever the fictional character Edward yeah, wrote, you know? Shout out to whoever wrote the Nocturnal Animals book, because like,
it's like
he wrote a book about writing a book is fucking crazy.
Dude, it's fucking insane. Let me see. The book.
Hit that jutsu.
Austin Wright. Oh, the book's called Tony and Susan.
Oh, and that's their names, right?
I guess change. Yeah.
No, Tony is her husband. No, like her current husband. Isn't that his name, Tony?
I thought Tony was the one in the book.
Tony's, I think. I think he's.
Tony's the one in the book.
Oh yeah, you're right.
It says for Susan on the book.
Yeah. Tony's the main Edward in the book.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
No, you're right. Yeah. Susan is her, and then Tony's the
book,
the main character. Yeah, Edward in the book. Yeah.
You know. Fuck me.
Shout out.
Everything wrong just went wrong.
Shout out to Tony and Susan.
You like that last part, you know, when he had him in this fucking bed about to shoot him?
Dude. Oh my God, bro. His fucking like, performance. Dude, it's like Battle of the Sex Gods.
Yeah, literally. Like,
only one will survive. Turns out they both got cooked.
They both died.
I didn't expect them dying then, too.
Dude, he was like blind, right? So, my God, bro. The way that this shit's edited, bro, and like, oh, it's just a heartbeat.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, those are the type of movie moments where, like, dude, it feels like you don't breathe, bro. Yeah, you know, like, you're just fucking, ugh.
Yeah, and that's how she felt. She's like in the
water, you know?
In the fucking water in the middle of the fucking night. Taking a shower. That's crazy. She's like taking a fucking bath in the middle of the night. That's some crazy shit.
Yeah. I do love the way that, you know, the editing's fucking fire. Like, you know, like when, like, after he comes back into that motel, you know, and he's laying down, it's just getting those shots of him, like, in the shower, laying in bed, but they're like reversed, you know, like her laying in bed, him laying in bed, the story version, you know?
Yeah.
It's just cool shit like that, you know?
Yeah, just
like
going.
She's feeling that 1% like that. Of Edward's
pain. Yeah, the parallels were awesome.
Yeah, dude, it's like, when you watch, well, you're never going to watch it again, that's for sure.
Yeah, we're not.
But,
not,
you know?
Yeah, it's more one of those things like, go come back in a few years and see and rewatch it.
I definitely at least did I enjoy it.
At know, least, yeah, I did enjoy it, but that was a hard.
There's
one.
A lot
that
of movies, hard, you know. There's bro, one like there's up. A few, there, even there's movies for me I've only watched one time, bro.
Really?
Badass, yeah.
Oh, that crazy.
Means a lot coming from
you. Yeah, that means a lot. Yeah. You see freaky shit.
Imagine
all
what
the time.
We must feel if we, yeah. we watch that. Time yeah. for us to watch that.
Yeah. It's just like I know. It's like there's some movies out there where there is no happy ending. You know,
yeah.
like
yeah.
technically, there's no happy ending here, but
this was a very happy ending
yeah,
for me
yeah,
and Edward.
Me too. Yeah, Edward. Shout out, Edward.
Tony's a different story.
Tony's a different. Even that, like, what do you guys think about that? Like the ending of the book.
Oh, I liked it.
I liked it too. I think it's like
fucking killed.
Yeah, it's like he has nothing. You know, like it's like we were saying the sheriff. I have nothing to lose. He didn't either. You know, like his wife, and then in the movie, and then like everything, you can clearly tell that he very much loves his wife and his kid, like unbelievably. So him losing both is like his world was just fucking gone.
Yeah.
Like, even at he died, but like he literally had no world left. You know,
yeah,
that was, his whole world was gone, and these people that like took everything from him, he's like, I'm gonna take, and it's crazy. You know, they took everything from him, and he took everything from them. Like, he took their life, you know?
Yeah.
He took everything from them. And that's exactly what Edward did to Susan. He fucking took everything from her. He's like,
exactly.
bait you the whole fucking time. and they make you look like a fucking fool, bro.
Dude, yeah, bro. Like the last shot of this movie is just like her eyes, and I'm like, oh, you know you're fried.
Yeah.
This is like She's the like, best depiction of no, your fucking cook.
Oh, you got, I love it. You got I didn't played. Even notice, but like no wedding ring either. You know
yeah,
she's
yeah,
a hoe.
Yeah, bro.
You
pointed
that out. Ooh, what? Yeah. What? I was like, of course. How could I not imagine
she was thinking the happy ending?
Yeah. Fuck, bro. Like, she thought she was going to get the good ending.
Yeah, she's like, oh, maybe I can be happy again. Nah.
You fucking pissed that shit away.
Yeah. Dude, that music at the end, too.
Oh,
dude.
My God.
I almost started
God,
ripping off my
bro.
Clothes, like you said.
Yeah, dude. But, yeah, dude, by the end of this, I'm sure
was really
fucking
good.
Naked.
This girl I don't was think fucking even, awesome.
I don't even think there was that much music in there, but almost every instance, bro, I just felt
yeah.
it.
Yeah, when you notice it, you
the
notice it.
Yeah, the
it
was suspense just, like, music was beautiful, dude. You can't see my.
You
can't
see your my, honest reaction.
Yeah, my honest, what? You can't see my face, but I was doing a crazy ass face.
Oh my
yeah, it definitely
God.
Got me when he's like, get in the car. He started driving.
Yeah,
you know? He's like, keep driving.
He's like, dude, he's like isn't it's so he's intense. Like, isn't he's that like, my car? He's like, no, it's not. Like,
I don't
it's
think
just
that's your
like,
car.
Oh my God, you're just in. Tensed up the whole
dude,
fucking
he gets pulled out of the
time,
car.
Bro.
Yeah, remember, bro.
He
like
gets
he
pulled out of the car. He's
he
like, pulled, get out.
He had he did. Like, I know it's like a reflection of Edward, bro. He showed no fucking resistance at any point.
Dude,
bro.
Oh my God. He when he's in that car, bro. When they're going, like, you know, backtracking with Michael Shannon, you know, and he's just like, oh, you know, he's like, he just pulled you out the car and, like, you didn't do shit, you know,
yeah,
shit like that.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, they came back and you hid? He's like, why didn't you go when they called you, you know, to go to your wife?
Yeah.
And he's just like, he just like, he just doesn't say anything.
Yeah, he's like, I don't
oh
know.
Oh my God, dude. That fuck is, that shit's so.
It's like the classic is like, why are you letting
it's
this
so
happen
fucked,
to yourself?
Bro.
Like, you have more dignity so than this, you know, like in reflection to Edward. Mm-hmm. Like, why are you letting this happening to yourself? You have more self-worth than this.
Fuck, bro.
That shit's fucking
good. He didn't even put up a fight.
Yeah.
That's the saddest part.
Yeah.
And then
I was just hoping for him to do something.
And then a year goes by, nothing goes by, and then this is like the interrogation with everything, you know? Like
this is it. I think this is like, you know, the point. The book, this is him fighting back.
Yeah.
This is him cooking. This is him fighting fucking back.
He's
right
like,
now.
Oh yeah. And when they're having the conversation and he's like, I like oh, this is a little bit after this, but like when they catch him and then they put them in the cabin, he's like, are you upset that I killed him? He's like, no, bruh. I'm fucking happy you killed his ass. Yeah. Like you can like he's like He looked like he was gonna like be like oh like switch up you know be like no we can't be killing people.
He's like
he's like kill.
Yeah, he was like trying to explain. He's like I had to shoot him. You know, you understand? He's like I'm happy. You know,
yeah.
Dude, and when he screams too, he's that wasn't that was the second
don't
time,
let him
right?
Scream.
Dude,
that was the second
him.
Time he screamed, right? The first time he was like, tell me how they felt or whatever, right?
Yeah.
Was
yeah.
it to that other kid or whatever?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't remember when it was.
No,
it
he screamed that Aaron when he's like, tell me how they felt.
It felt, yeah, that's
yeah
when
that's what I was thinking. Interrogation with Aaron Taylor's. Character, what's his name?
Yeah, Aaron Taylor Johnson.
Yeah, yeah. And his character's name, whatever it was, I'm trying to remember.
Fucking crazy! I don't even know, bro.
Yeah,
I watched this shit a bunch. I don't even know. He's just a psycho.
Yeah,
like,
he's
that's Aaron Billy. Taylor Johnson's the psycho shit.
Yeah.
Holy fuck, bro!
Shout out Kick-Ass.
Shout out Kick-Ass, bro. If that didn't insane. Happen,
dude, bro, I think that is
we wouldn't
put him
be
on
here
the map,
talking
bro?
About
that's
this.
What
yeah,
put him on the map.
We wouldn't be here talking about this, bro. Straight up.
Crazy! I haven't seen this dude because I for a long time all I really watched was like you know your superhero movies.
Yeah,
so I watched Kick-Ass when I was like a kid. I think it came out like
yeah,
it was like 2010 or I don't know. I was a kid when I watched that fucking movie,
like 12 maybe.
And then for a long time I was like, damn, I wonder what happened to that guy because I liked him and how you know me never watching a fucking only watching superhero movies. Yeah. I didn't see him until he's Quicksilver and now he's Kraven.
Yeah, he was.
I was like, damn, I wonder what he's been doing the whole time. He was just cooking somewhere else.
He was cooking somewhere else, too. He was in the Godzilla movie, too, wasn't he?
Yeah, oh, yeah, in the first movie. One, and yeah, then he's never get brought again?
Yeah, but he was like 2 fucking minutes of that movie.
No.
Oh, was he the main guy?
He's the main character.
Godzilla? Yeah, he was
in the first
hell
one.
No.
Yeah. Which is crazy.
His dad is Breaking Bad.
Yeah, and then it's crazy.
His dad is Breaking Bad.
And then it's crazy because he never shows up for the other two movies and the fucking bitch from Stranger Things just replaces him.
I'm just scratching my there's Godzilla fighting monsters and she's just like running around. I'm like scratching my fucking bald head.
She's like, oh my parents just happened to be the ones working with Project whatever the fuck it's called. They make
the
like
Monarch, I think.
Yeah, the Monarch Project Monarch, and they create like the fucking siren call. I'm like, what the fuck? And then actually becomes
monster.
A main character.
Dude, this actually turned into a Godzilla King of the Monsters review. Yeah. Oh my God, bro. I hate that. She's like, oh, let me destroy the whole fucking world. She's like, wait, I didn't really want to do that. Her mom, like, man, eat my fucking ass, bro.
What?
Yeah, fuck her.
Yeah.
Fuck him.
I forgot he was the main character. Yeah, like, yeah, he was. I didn't forget, dude, but like,
that's why I first saw him.
Like, he was up in, and then he doesn't show up in the ones after. I literally, I was like, what the fuck happened to him? Where is he? But it was probably when he was doing fucking Avengers. When he was doing Quicksilver.
When did this movie come out?
2016.
Yeah, this was around the time that.
Godzilla was 2014.
It was after Godzilla. But before. Fuck. But before Avengers 2, I think.
What the fuck?
When did Age of Ultron come out?
17, I think?
I think so.
It was 2017. Might have been. Yeah.
I don't know, but.
That sounds a little bit.
And then he just gets killed like the most. Like, he's a fucking speedster and he gets fucking gunned down. You know how many times I've seen a speedster just fucking catch bullets, bro? It's crazy, bro. They kill him in the worst way, and then he just gets replaced by another Quicksilver too.
Crazy, yeah.
By the dude from fucking American Horror Story. I don't know his name.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
No, I don't know.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. Different movie, different podcast.
Yes. just trying not to think about it, bro. Just like, fuck.
Shout out.
Shooting himself. I didn't expect that. I thought he was just going to be dead after that hit. And then him just shooting himself. Remember?
Damn, I didn't even realize. In the head with a fire poker.
Yeah, bro.
That shit was crawling, crazy.
He's like, you bitch.
I like killing people.
He's like, you're too weak to shoot me.
Oh, yeah. Then he tried to stand up and they saw how locked in he was.
That's fucking Edward shooting Susan.
He was locked in at that end, bro. Remember? He's like, try to get up and he looked at his face. He was like, never mind. I'm going to
sit the fuck back down.
I'm going to sit down here.
Yeah. And I love, he's just like, oh my god, he's like, when people tell me I rape people, then I start raping people.
Yeah. Like, your daughter said I was a rapist,
so I had a rape. He's like, Webo had a rape.
The first example, she's
like, I hate it.
Oh, she said I cheated, so might as well just cheat.
I hate it when people accuse me of things.
It's like, it's my bad.
I get angry.
He's like, my dark passenger,
just start raping everybody. Fuck me.
Like, and they're like, are you gonna kill us? So I had to kill him.
Yeah.
Worst scenario that could ever happen.
It's fun killing people.
Feel like I love his reaction. He's like, it's fun killing people.
And then when the cop car fucking passed by them in the highway.
Oh,
yeah,
that was fucking insane.
Was
I almost forgot
like,
about that.
Why the fuck would you just drive? Like, no cop would do that. That would be crazy.
She didn't even stop.
I love it. I love those multiple fake outs where they grab the girls, you know? It's like they grab them twice before they take them.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah, oh, shit's going down.
I'm like, God, bro.
I'm like, what's going on?
That shit is crazy, bro. Off the jump, it was a bad start.
Yeah. I feel like we're missing middle of the movie. Like, after he gets, after the year that he comes back, it just starts the whole interrogation sequence, right?
It's like the worst scenario ever. Yeah. They even had, like, no signal down there, too, right?
Yeah, they had no signal.
Damn, bro. And then I just see ass the whole movie. I'm like, what?
Do that portrait on her.
Yeah, the portrait.
portrait in her office.
Dog, yeah. It's just some random bitch with a big old ass in the back. I'm like, what?
Yeah, I love it when she's at work and shit. Like, when she's at work, they're like, they're doing the whole conference of like, if this bitch should get shadow banned, one of the people there, you know?
Yeah.
And then she's all starting to have a change of heart and shit like that, you know? Thinking of Edward and shit like that. She's just like, oh, maybe we should keep him and let him cook. They're like, you just said to kick that bitch out.
Yeah.
And classic. Like, she said, I changed my mind now.
She's like, she's having that sometimes change of heart. Sometimes too late. But sometimes the heart lies.
Yeah. She's like, new doctor? He's like, come on.
Oh my God, dude. That's just fucking insane. The biggest fucking burn ever. Say, is that a new doctor? Just
just
lock in.
She actually didn't change nothing.
I think the weirdest part was that fucking jump scare that happened.
Oh,
that has monitor.
You blinked and you missed it.
Yeah, I literally blinked.
That
and
was
I missed
crazy.
It. And then she has a whole conversation with like her one of her coworkers. She's like, oh, you're still young, you don't know. Classic old man shit, you know, like, like, oh, you're young, so you don't know what the fuck's going on in life.
I know about this.
It's like, oh, yeah, and then you just hit them with the because you know.
She's like, I didn't know you had an ex-husband
husband.
Yeah, she's like, oh yeah, crushed and destroyed his balls.
I did something terrible.
Like, I left him because I didn't like his career choice. I met another guy at college and I aborted his baby.
Yeah, so like, a light little lick on him.
It's, like, it's all his fault. Crazy,
but I'm starting to like him a little bit. her whole life's gone to shit. I'm starting to like him a little bit.
I love you, but not really.
God damn,
fuck, bro. He's like, love this, love this.
He's like, hope you like this book.
He said, this is just for you. Yeah. Here's your pizza.
Yeah, we saw two revenge endings in that one, dude. I thought it was dude, just that's what I'm saying. It was a double donk. The book, and that was it.
Nah, bro. He said he wasn't finished.
I didn't expect that last part, yeah. Time lapse of her just sitting down. I'm like, yes.
He's like, when and where?
Yes.
When and yes. Where?
When and where, bro? Demon ass. I'm going to just start saying that shit. You know.
I did not show up. Yeah. I'm like, what?
She said, you got to go to work over here. I'm like, said, when and where? Just don't show the fuck up. I'm gonna just start using that's code now.
Yeah.
So watch out.
Nice, yeah.
When and where?
Yeah, when and where?
Fuck.
I'm cooked. You can't trust Texas, bro. That's all I learned.
Yeah. That's one big. Yeah, that. What do we take? What's the lesson that we learned?
What's the lesson we learned? You can't trust Texas.
Or like email, right? Oh, are you talking about Texas?
Yeah.
I thought you said text.
Because the whole movie takes place in Texas. Or the book, I guess.
The book, yeah.
Yeah, it's.
Damn. I love it too because she's like, oh, I wrote him a few years ago, but then he never responded. Of course not. He hates you. That's probably what made him start writing the book when he, like when she wrote him that his first
master
time because he knew that she was thinking about him because her fucking marriage was terrible.
And he's like, think about this. Like, yeah, he's horrible. Like, think about this whole your whole life.
He's like, I know your life is ass.
Now she has that book over there.
Like, yeah. Oh my god. And then just hit the fucking slam dunk on her.
Yeah. Did they say that she was gonna he was gonna publish it or was it just?
Yeah, he said.
Well, it's like the manuscript.
Right? He said, like, I wanted you to read this. I want before, you to right?
read. Yeah, I want you to read this manuscript.
Boom.
Yeah, so it's like right before you know they get.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right before it gets sent,
or she get cooked.
Yeah.
I need you to get cooked first,
and fuck, then publish bro. It. And everything. He's like, it. He's like, oh, if you know, if you read this book, you know that she was Susan's the evil bitch.
So. There's nothing good in this book, so you know it's fucked. Yeah. You know he hated her. Fuck, bro.
Damn, though, I couldn't imagine being in the position where, like, you just, like, this whole girl, like, left you and everything, and you know she's, like, leaving you for another man.
Yeah.
And then you just see her car in an abortion clinic. You know how how they have parallels with the cars that are getting used? I think they were sitting in the Mercedes.
Bruh, the you Mercedes might be S-class right. You when, dead like, ass might be
when
right.
When they're, like, at the abortion clinic, and it's her and the new husband, I think they're sitting in the Mercedes that, like, you see the whole movie that was his car.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Because, like, what if it was his car, bro? Like, they were in his car.
I think so, like, bro. Because it was, like, brown on the inside,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, like, I'm pretty sure that was the Mercedes. Might be
onto something.
Symbolic. And it's like...
Even when she left him, there's, like, that whole... Remember, he's, like, right next to that giant...
Yeah, the GTO. Car, yeah, bro. I'm saying these things are linked. Yeah.
I'm like, oh, my God. Start seeing the pattern.
Yeah, bro.
He's like, I want you to experience the hurt I did. Because you know she didn't... For those first, like, you know, like...
Fucking
15
awful.
Years she did not hell think about no, him at all
she was just
and as soon as and as soon as her fucking marriage went bad she immediately thought back to well, that because like they have like the whole conversation is like if you really love someone you'll work through it
yeah and then, bro yeah, that's where is said. That where is working through shit bro? Yeah. Come on she's bro.
Like she's he
like,
was she
she's
was.
Like I only love I love you but that's why I gotta leave you. Man fuck you
that was so
that's literally
crazy.
Just
like, I can't stand
gaslighting
this
manipulative bitch.
Yeah, she was just like, I can't do this anymore. Yeah.
Bro, like, it was do his what? Fault, he's bro. Like, love me, what the fuck yeah, is like, going
I'm
on?
I'm here supporting you. Even when they're having that argument, he's like, no, you're not. You know.
He's like,
you're not actually, deep you're inside not. In yourself, you know?
Dude.
And she's like, I can't take this. He's like, I hate that you're supporting
fuck?
Me.
He's like, and I'll, like, she's just like telling him how fucking of a loser, how weak he is. And he's just like, but I love you. Come on, bro, let's work through this.
He's like,
we've
weak.
He's like, we've had this fight plenty of times. She... The thing is that he deadass would have never left her if she didn't leave him first. Like, if she wasn't the one to leave him, because she was saying wild shit to him the whole time, and he stayed, you know?
Yeah. Like, your book and is awful.
He's like, yeah, dude, oh he's like you're God. Writing about yourself.
Come what? On, what? Bro. And every other what? Motherfucker. Come on. Literally. Let me get a lick, too.
She's like, oh.
Dude, this is top 10 best revenge movies, bro. This is up there.
It was fire.
For me, yeah, bro. You get the double ending. Fucking revenge, dude. Straight up. There's a little thing on the nose, like when she's in the fucking where she works. There's a huge ass like mural that says revenge. I'm like, you know, it's a little
oh,
bit on the
yeah,
nose.
Yeah, yeah.
She's just sitting right under revenge.
Yeah. Yeah, she's like,
okay,
right.
Oh, it's a bit
yeah.
on
that's where the jump scare.
This
happens.
Is a
yeah,
bit
yeah,
on
no,
the
no,
nose.
No, no, no. Yeah, the art in yeah. the hallway. There's
yeah,
like
the hallway.
Art
yeah, it was
like
that
says revenge with like the.
I'm like, okay. I'm like, we get it.
I was like, oh, it's a revenge movie. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm like, settle down, bro.
I wasn't sure.
I understand. Yeah. But other than that, you know, it's pretty subtle. Fire.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah. No, it was great. It was, I dead ass thought the movie was going to, I kept, honestly, what kept me going was that you told me it was a revenge movie. I'm like, okay. I at least know.
Yeah, I was like, I don't see it.
I was losing me.
I was losing faith.
And there was nothing in revenge in those first couple of scenes. All I saw was rape.
Yeah. Just pure despair. And murder. Some guy losing his entire fucking life in one night.
Oh my God. And
being tossed around too was the craziest thing. That hurt to watch.
Yeah.
Oh my God, bro.
Like, I definitely liked the feeling, but like it did hurt.
Dude, it's fucking
I wanted to fight.
He was even like, get the girls out. It's like, what the hell are you doing? Hurry up. And he's like, you're right. He's like, let me get her out. Remember?
Yeah.
He's like, guys, get out. Bro. She's just like, no.
He's so passive, dude. Yeah. But in the end.
And that's how he felt his like life when he was with her. You know, he's just like, I'm just going to. Whatever. Okay.
So you he said, you want the macho? Here he is. get your ass stood up.
Yeah. And then get hit with the real macho.
Yeah. Okay. Let me cook for fucking.
Put on that fire ass dress with titties out, no wedding ring. I was like, oh shit. I was like, yes, please.
Yeah, I know. She's like, all right, let me go.
I'm like, who hurt you, Tom Ford, or whoever wrote the original book? Fuck, bro. I was like, who hurt you?
Straight up, bro. Holy fuck, Tom Ford's like, all right, let me realize it now.
Yeah. He's like, let me lock in.
Hit the dunk. All right.
Has Stark did any other movies? Like,
I don't even fucking know, but he doesn't have to.
Yeah.
After this, he could just keep making suits and do whatever the fuck he wants.
Yeah, he's like, so, I hit the one lick and I was good.
Definitely go buy suits now.
Yeah, I know.
As soon as you said, as soon as the movie ended, you're like, let's go buy suits.
Yeah, it's feeling like I
need a new suit. Fuck.
That reminded me, I need a new fucking suit. Yeah, it's like, fuck me.
Did we miss anything?
No, dude, I'm trying to go know. Through my head just to see. Dude, the beginning, I don't really know. The beginning
has been like
buckshot.
Covering it.
Yeah, it was buckshot, like, bro. Like the we were scattered,
the
bro.
The beginning like, and the end were fine. And I'm like, I'm trying to remember the middle. My, like,
no, that was the whole kind of like procedural, like him going, you know, like it's the whole, and when she goes to work and then,
yeah.
You know, he's talking to the cops and shit. It's all that, you know, with the time skip.
That's just the motel all. I think we haven't talked about when he was like, you know,
it's just like the first motel. Minute, you know, like it's like 40 minutes that beginning part.
Yeah.
And then it's, you know, it's only an hour 50 minutes. So like once you get to like the halfway point, you know, you're pretty much end game, you know. Well, I guess so.
In the end game.
Yeah.
Fuck, I think we covered everything. They said the motel's the only thing we didn't talk about. It was just him naked.
Well,
yeah,
I did. You know, I did talk, you know, like the parallels, you know, like of the shots where she's laying in bed and shit like that, you know. I mean, she reads the shit like, you know, her daughter got killed and she calls her daughter immediately.
Yeah.
Oh,
for
yeah.
For some reason with her ass.
Oh, yeah, that was crazy.
That was just for fun? Yeah. Just her daughter just sleeping with some fun. Dude.
Yeah.
And her just whole ass.
This was,
I'm like,
this was for free.
I'm like, did she need to be naked in bed with some dude? Probably not.
I don't know, but it was definitely.
I was like, that. Everyone apparently just nice asses at home with you. I'm like, I'm confused. I wonder who played her daughter.
Yeah, I don't even know, bro.
She's only in it for like a minute.
Yeah, she's literally in it for like the call, and that was it.
Even the other daughter.
Her name is Ellie Bamber, and I'm trying to. She's in that Pride and Prejudice plus Zombies movie.
The fuck?
You ever seen that?
No.
I seen the trailer for that. That shit looked crazy.
She's like in a bunch of just random fucking movies. Nothing crazy.
None that I recognize.
Dude, deadass, when this movie ended, bro, I was fucking sweating, bro.
You were?
Yeah, I was like, holy shit.
This is crazy. I couldn't believe what I just watched.
Yeah. I was happy.
There's been no movie like that. Yeah, I can tell you for sure.
That's crazy, bro. There's more to come.
I'm gonna think this is like the nicest one I've ever seen. After that. The ones that scare you.
This is actually a tame one. Nah, I'm just fucking scared for the future. I'm just scared for the future.
I was like, let's do a light little viewing.
Yeah, you're like, a light little viewing. That was
like,
light.
I was like, you know, it's crazy, but not that crazy.
This is gonna be fun.
I was like, I'm just fucking losing my mind over here.
Dude, you're just
so immune because you've seen so many movies, bro. My honest reaction was like,
deadass, when I watched this, I was like, this is fire, bro. Every time I watch it, dude, like, I was like, this is fucking fire, you know, like, it ends up, I'm like, this was the sickest shit ever. He straight played this bitch.
Yeah,
I don't, you know, like, the beginning doesn't affect me that much anymore. like watching you guys suffer through it, it was like, okay, I could feel I could feel that 1% of Luffy's pain.
Just sad.
You know, so fuck.
I was like, just nothing but fucking.
Thomas was like, swing, do something.
I was like, I cannot help
it. Thomas was asking him to fight.
I thought we were gonna have to abort.
Really?
The look on your face was like, holy fuck, bro. Oh, I knew you were good. And then I was like, okay, I didn't know. I thought you were cooked. I was like, all right, Thomas is not liking this. And then Case was like, yo, this is kind of weird.
I literally was like, fuck me. I've never felt this way. Yeah. Like, this is uncomfortable. I literally said it was uncomfortable.
Dude, it's
fire. I was like, this is fire, but uncomfortable. I was like, I cannot believe what I'm watching here. What I'm about to witness.
As the first time viewers, like, the most, like, uncomfortable I've felt, like, watching something, you know? I'm just like, dude, I'm like, I feel sick.
I did.
Fuck, bro. What a way to start it.
Yeah, like, do something. Just asking him just to fight.
My God. He fought for,
like, a second.
Work cooked.
No, he didn't fight for a second. He just got his ass kicked, right?
Dude, he got his ass jumped.
Yeah, he got his ass jumped.
He didn't fight once.
And then he hid, bro. That was, like, the one to top it off. He hid.
And then just your fucking wife and child get raped and
killed. They get raped and killed. That shit is crazy. Fuck, bro. He's just like, are they okay?
Yeah,
oh, like, my God.
They on top of it.
They were not okay, bro. And he's just like, well, they're beating the head. She broke her arm. And they were both raped. Like,
here's the worst part.
He's like,
it's even worse. Your daughter had it worse.
They were raped.
Yeah, that was the craziest part. Like, your daughter had it the worst. And they were raped.
I was like, she resisted.
What?
And she was raped. And they were both raped. I was like, what?
Oh, yeah, when he was talking about, even, like, her arm was broken, I think, right?
Yeah, probably because she tried fighting and then just broke her fucking arm. It's crazy because those guys just kept living their lives like nothing.
Dude, nonchalant.
Evil.
Yeah, okay. Like,
that's the definition of fucking insanity, bro.
Holy shit,
it's like, fucking just live your, like, dude, that crazy shit, just rape and kill someone and just, like, nothing happened. Just
pure and evil, then Michael Shannon, bro, I just cannot praise this dude enough, bro. He's so fucking good in this movie. And he's just like,
let's do it.
So what are we going to do?
Yeah, he's like, off the
and record. He's just like, what can we do? He's like, you know, we can hit it with a little something. I was like, oh, hell yeah. Oh, fuck. I love it because immediately you guys were like, yeah.
Yeah, so we're like, finally something.
Yeah, something's good.
Yeah, because remember they said they're going to throw out the case, the whole case.
Yeah.
But, like, there's not enough evidence. I'm like, what?
Yeah, and then, you know, he had Locke and he's like, well, that doesn't mean we can't do nothing.
Like, I was so like, okay. Another option. I love. He's just like, are you gonna get in trouble for this? He's like, don't worry about that.
It's like,
you know. He's like, come on, bro. Don't worry.
I got nothing else to live for. Literally, what he says.
Yeah, he's like,
true.
He said, let's do whatever you want.
Yeah, I can hit you with the surter. What do I got to live for?
Awesome, dude.
Fuck.
He definitely was the redeeming part when I signed with. When he was getting hyped, I started getting hyped. I was like, yes.
Yeah, he said, when he says yeah, he's just like, when it.
I just dropped my phone.
Wait, Jake Gyllenhaal's just like, okay, you know, and then he's just like, oh, yeah. We're about to get caught some mischief.
And then they just fucking pretty much kidnapped. And, like, everyone was in it because it was other police that brought them, too, you know? Like, they respected I guess he's the chief, you know? Like, they respected him.
He respected his gangster?
Yeah.
Yeah,
okay. He's like, okay, original gangster.
Dude, I love you. He spits right in his fucking face, bro.
He's like, I need to throw up. And then he goes back. After throwing up, bro, he just spits. That's fucking disgusting. Yeah. Oh, like, throw up spit, bro. I'd be like,
like, this is awesome.
Yeah. I was like, this is epic. I love this.
Deserved, honestly.
Oh my God.
Fucking just evil motherfuckers everywhere. What?
Yeah, everyone's like just pure evil except for the Jake Gyllenhaal or Edward and Zod.
And Zod.
He's like, I'm glad you did.
He's
it.
Like, I've seen too many people get away with this.
So I'm tired of it.
Yeah, he's like, hell.
Yeah, they try to force retirement on him. Like, throwing out the case, they're like,
okay. Yeah, they're like, oh, just retire someone. He's like, bro, I'm fucking dying. Let me finish my job.
Yeah, he's like, all right.
And then he's like, talking to me, he's like, I have a daughter somewhere. Literally,
he didn't need to say more.
Yeah.
You were good.
I'm like, damn.
Like, fuck. Yeah, bro, I was like, fuck, you got nothing left to live for. All right, let's kill these fucking dudes.
I can see how, like, you think that they're like the parallels of each other because he also has no wife and kid. You know, like, he's got nothing. Yeah. Like, that is the,
yeah,
like,
you
the
adding macho more to version. This lore.
Yeah.
Let's get it.
he's like the macho version because he also didn't have a wife or a kid at the point.
That's what I'm saying.
He's like, what I got to live for.
Uh-huh. Also see the ending kind of like he's shooting himself, you know? Like he's torching her, you know what I mean? But, you know, it's a little self-damage, you know what I mean? Also hurts him too, you know what I mean?
Yeah, stop.
Manipulated bitch. And then he's just webbing this whole fucking plot. Just
you
to
like
stand
kissing boy.
You like kissing boy.
Oh my god.
Fuck, bro. That shit is fire. He was like 15 years or so?
19 years.
Yeah, I was like making. 20 or something. Yeah.
Biggest. Who knows?
Like, they're so fucking old. Doesn't
decades
even
in the
anymore?
Making. Yeah, he's hitting this lick.
Fucking years and years and years and just to get fucking, just to plot how his perfect revenge.
Perfectly for me.
I'm just happy
he did it just for the audience.
Yeah.
Shout out.
Shout out to Edward. God. Shout out to Jake Gyllenhaal. Shout out to Tom Ford. Holy shit! Yeah.
I definitely liked Michael it. Shannon. It's only like a one view for me, but I definitely did like it. Yeah. As much as it hurt to watch.
In a year or so, I'm coming back for
hitting the double dunk.
Well, it's just one of those movies, bro. I love revenge.
Well, yes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You're like,
I love it.
Yeah, like once a year, I got to hit this lick.
Yeah,
I did everything great. It was just like hard to watch, but they did everything.
It's hard to
Everybody
watch,
did everything.
Aim for the faint of heart.
Bro. Yeah.
Majority of the shit's not shown, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
It's just that fucking feeling of fucking dread, and this guy's just helpless, bro. Fuck me.
Just hurts. Just really hurts. Besides that beginning part with the intro.
Fuck, with the titties, the old lady.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I don't even know why that had
to
be in the movie.
Like, I forgot about this card.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know if this needed to be in the movie.
It's just the credits, you know?
Yeah.
It's just the credits and
the intro.
And her fucking art thing. So it's like, it's there, you know, for a purpose, but it's just to pass the credits. Nothing more. I don't think it's deeper.
I don't know. I can't figure out a way that it would be deeper either.
Yeah.
Like, what's deep? What?
I just got flashbanged. I just got flashbanged for no reason.
How deep can fat women dancing?
How does it make you feel?
How does this make you feel? Is that a Rorschach test?
Then they're just laying down on the fucking table.
Yeah,
in front of hundreds of people.
Well, it is. It's like, bro, it's just bullshit. Like, she even says, bro.
Yeah.
She's like,
trash.
Oh, I loved your exhibit.
The guy from Trauma was there, too.
Yeah, the guy from Trauma's like, oh, I loved it. She's like, it was shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like,
come on, bro.
Garbage. He's like, it's perfection. I totally forgot about that scene, actually.
Yeah, bro. She literally says, she's like, I'm making bullshit. The whole time, she's like, I hate my life. I'm making bullshit. And we're going broke. Thanks.
Damn.
But she's not going broke, right? Her husband's.
No, they're both. Well, they're both going broke. She said, they're just both going broke in general. Like, his company's doing dick. And I think she's not as popular, I guess.
Yeah.
And classic, buy a fucking mansion in the hills.
Yeah, she's
when you
like,
you could be living in bumfuck nowhere for like 20 fucking years.
Yeah, the guys was like, she's like, oh, I was just, you know, put up different, like, new art, you know, so it doesn't look like we're broke. like a new artist.
Yeah.
You know, so it looks like, you know, they're coming in like, they're ahead of the curve, not going broke.
Yeah.
And the dude's like, I'm about to go cheat on you, bitch.
Yeah.
He's like, we're broke. I'm just going to go cheat on you. New York.
He's like, you're weak, man. She was really the actual real villain of the whole movie. Like, she really thought that she was going to get her happy ending and just go back with him and, like, fucking get to have her fun, I guess. It's just like, nah, you actually just get, you're just a clown the whole time.
You don't get shit.
Yeah.
I mean, he even said it when they were fighting in the sidewalk. Remember? He's like, if you don't take care of this, like, you're going to lose something forever.
Yeah.
Right? And she did. Thank God he didn't go back,
bro.
Thinking about that now. Because I thought he was going to walk through, and then Thomas talked about, I hope he doesn't show up. I was like, you know what? That'd be even fire.
Yeah.
He
did.
Yeah, bro.
I'm like, I hope
a double lick.
What?
Shout out!
Shout out to him, Tom Ford. Let's get these suits.
Yeah, we're gonna
let's
get these suits.
Fitted. Let's get these suits fitted.
I feel like I need a new suit.
You have to watch it every time in the suits.
Fuck yeah, bro.
I felt like a ghost for half of it.
Yeah, definitely felt like. And then I was just like happy the rest of it.
You felt like Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yeah,
you felt like Tony.
Did you
fucking distraught?
I was speechless, bro.
Nothing but
speechless, bro. Straight up. I couldn't believe I was watching. Thomas was speaking for me, too. He's like, fight them. He's like, do something.
Please. He's like, please.
I'm like, damn, I'm either dying or I'm killing these three kids. There's no other, there would have been no other option for me.
No other option.
What a one to start it off. What a one to hit that little lick. A light little Monday night viewing.
Yeah.
Monday night. Just go to sleep.
Go to sleep with a little nightmare.
Well, I'm my dark passenger just next to me.
Dude, this one I got like, I get a release. I got a release watching this.
or my boy got the dub at the end.
Yeah.
That's the thing, bro. Think about it.
You definitely got the happy
ending. About it in that context.
He got his revenge. No, yeah.
And both licks, bro. He got his revenge on both licks.
Definitely
to
like
the public to the world too.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely like at the beginning, I'm like, oh, that was fucking cooked out. I'm like, I'm gonna be cooked.
That's what tonight. I said, you know, but I was like, bro.
But the
I was like, this is the cook, this is cooked as you won't get.
The ending was fire.
You know, yeah, I'll tell you, awesome. Like by the end, you're like, oh my god, let's get some of this revenge going. Come on. Pass it around. I was like, pass it around. And then
we got so much of it.
Yeah, bro. And then in the end, bro, everybody, weren't we fucking screaming at the end? Yeah. We were all fucking hyped up.
Yeah, like, we win.
We will. We won. Yippee. Huzzah.
Yippee.
Yippee.
What's the review? What's the rat tail review?
I definitely loved it. Not for the faint of heart, but.
Yeah, me too. I liked it a lot. I think everything coming together, him just kind of playing her, and then her actually, like, I think my favorite part was that she actually thought that she, like, at no point did she take any of the blame for any of, like, her how life was or anything.
She thought she was gonna be able to get the, you know, like, rebound, like, bounce back.
Yeah,
she thought she was gonna get the rebound.
That's like
his
my
ass.
Favorite part, because she did not get any of that. Like, mm-mm. Evil bitch is an evil bitch, and I'm glad she didn't get to hit the lick.
I love the whole just. Fucking, it's a big ass mind game, you know. Like he made it, he dead ass made her fall in love with him again, bro.
Uh-huh.
Straight up, bro. At the end, she's like, "Edward, you're cooked. I got you, hook, line, and sinker, bitch. You're mine.
Yeah.
I'm not showing up. Fuck yeah.
When and where?
Nowhere. I'm at home, chilling, laughing, stroking my shit. Fuck, bro." Honestly, I will go just to watch her from outside. That's my ending.
Yeah.
He's outside just like, he's like one of the, laughing like a fucking villain.
Or he's like in one of the other seats. He's like in one of the other seats already there with his wife, you know, and he just like has like a hoodie on or something.
Fucking anime protagonist ending. Yeah.
Just walk out.
We're going to rewrite this shit ourselves. Oh, rewriting the sequel.
He's just eating at home with his wife.
Or fuck, he owns a restaurant.
Yeah.
He owns a restaurant. He's watching that shit.
From the fucking.
He's like, don't close the restaurant. Keep it open the fucking night. Keep giving her drinks.
So she don't leave.
And you know immediately because she got made look like the clown, she immediately went back to her clown ass life.
Broke too. She's that's the
broke.
Best, bro.
Oh,
she
yeah,
has
a broke. She's
broke,
like
depressed.
She's like, sad. Don't go with him. He's gonna end up broke. Guess who ended up broke?
Like,
you did.
She broke.
Oh my god,
I'm up.
You're right, bro. She literally ended up broke, sad, lonely, bro.
Yeah, bro. It's like her mom's like, don't go with him because you're gonna end up broke. She ended up broke anyways.
Yeah, might as well be broke and happy.
Yeah.
Come on, bro.
People don't understand that's the real lick. I enjoyed it. Would I watch it again in a moment's notice? Probably not. Would I show it to someone else? Not without a fair warning.
Yeah, that's something you gotta prepare.
Yeah, because that was intense.
Dude, it's because I showed you guys the trailer.
We didn't.
I showed you guys a trailer a long time ago at Kane's house.
Yeah, but
because
I don't remember.
We watched the trailer. It was like fucking 120p. It was like, I don't even know. It was like 720. It was so shit. And then the trailer's ass.
Yeah.
I remember watching the trailer. I was like, don't look at this because this is really bad.
I don't even remember. So there goes. That's how bad it was. I don't even remember.
Definitely I should have given you guys a bit of a bigger warning.
I think it was fine. I think it's like
it was fine.
I can thug it out, you know. Like fuck, I'm like,
definitely thugged it out.
I'm really uncomfortable, but I can definitely thug it. Like
you wouldn't have got the ghost reactions from us, bro.
Yeah. I was like, because you were like, fuck, like damn, should we stop? I'm like, I was even if you want, like you're like, should we stop? I was gonna be like, nah, this is going. Like this is going.
Halfway, you're like, damn, now I feel bad.
You're like, damn, I feel bad. Now I feel bad. I'm like, bruh.
I was like, we're already halfway through.
Yeah, I'm already too deep.
Our balls already stopped.
I gotta see this through.
Okay. Dude, and I was gonna do my favorite movie, and it's not a good look.
No. That's the one you told me about.
Yeah, that's what I told you.
I'm ready for that one, though. I would definitely want to see that one.
It's about all of life.
I think you've told me about your favorite movie.
It's about everything, and especially death. Mostly death.
Yes.
So
I'm just scared.
That's why I was like, I was going to hit that lick on you, but we're not ready.
We're not there yet.
No, maybe in a few more, you know, we'll hit it.
Yeah.
I want to do it, you know. before I die.
Definitely.
That's your stipulation before you die?
Yeah, I want to hit that lick, you know. Watch it, record, you know, the podcast.
What was it called?
Synecdoche, New York.
Oh, yeah, you have told me about it. Yeah. I don't remember much, but you have told me about it.
It's definitely one. It's funny as fuck. That's the thing. It's extremely funny. When people watch it, like, oh, it's so fucking depressing, but it's funny. It's supposed to be funny, too. So I think knowing that, when you go definitely.
I'm not okay with suspense.
Okay, this is not like suspense. It's just, it's funny, especially if you like dark humor. Like, if you go into it, you're like, what the fuck is going on, you know? It is sad as shit, but it's funny as fuck. Well, fuck. Like, last thoughts. Round it up.
I said my last thoughts. I liked
loved
it.
Loved it. Hurts to watch, but I definitely loved it.
I liked it, too. I liked the ending. I liked she got cut. That was
awesome. The ending was definitely fire. That probably was the best revenge I think I've ever seen. Yeah, so far, of all the movies I've seen.
Straight up, bro. You know, not much can top it for me.
I don't know why, but it reminds me of this webtoon I read called The Fighter. It reminds me a lot of that. If you ever read it, it made me feel like that. Because The Fighter is like that. Like
fire.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely like
that. I think that's it.
You know? I think you take us out.
Yeah, fuck. There's not much to say except just, we're out.
Yeah. Thank you for listening to the N3s podcast. Stay tuned for future episodes. Peace.
Bye. Yep, thanks, guys.